The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, it could and most likely will fallow thousands of acres of land, many of them tree nuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Orth is a principal at New Current Water and Land, based in Fresno. He discusses the big question, what happens to all the land that gets fallowed due to SGMA?
The general understanding is that some portion of that 750,000 to a million acres is going to be repurposed into something else. We've seen at Westlands Water District, a land retirement program that started taking land out of production due to water scarcity and the inability to provide drainage service. Westlands continues to try to look at ways that they can create value out of those properties through solar fields, through maybe creating some habitat benefits.
Orth said that the Environmental Defense Fund is coming out with a paper to help growers with some repurposing of the land.
To create a habitat, either in connection with the groundwater recharge project or even just dryline habitat, and then under a regional conservation investment strategy test or discussion within the Cuia subbasin, the thought there is let's create value for mitigation credits, mitigation banking that might give landowners alternative value as they start looking at dealing with water scarcity.
That's David Orth with New Current Water and Land. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.